No, we lost, hold on just a second, we lost the internet connection for a minute. Okay, we're good.
All right, we understand that the gaming board and the executive branch has agreed to put surveillance back into, under the gaming board and take away from Commerce,
Commission.
Gaming Commission. Now, in the process of doing that, they have transferred $4.2 million of expense from the nation back to the gaming operation. We have covenants in our loan program that we will not expand or increase the dividend of $40 million a year for the term of the loan. But the effect of this is the same as the effect would be if they did increase the dividend to $44 million. So we're kind of concerned about the advisability of putting surveillance back under the people that are being surveyed for surveillance. And also, are we covered on the loan covenant if they were to come back and later on things fell apart and they were to say, this is circumventing the loan agreement and what you've done is violates the agreement of the loan and our waiver of sovereignty, we've waived the sovereignty. So, if the effect is the same, and maybe this is not your area, but why wouldn't we just increase the dividend to the nation and keep surveillance under the Gaming Commission, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. That was a lot of questions. When you said condense it, you made it really hard because you put a whole lot of things in one, but I'm going to get my best shot. First of all, about our attorney. This is Gene Bergman, and I'm not sure that he knows Angela and Maria, and I don't know if Cuggy, if you've ever met Gene.
Yeah.
This is Congressman John Maker and Congressman Joe Tillman. And Gene can speak to more of those legal things that, because that's what he's paid. That's the role he plays. That's not necessarily the role I play. What I can tell you straight off the top, though, is that the chief's executive order didn't transfer anything. The chief's executive order simply recalled the executive order that Jim Gray, when he was chief, passed or issued. So no, the move has not happened. There are many things that have to occur first. There's certain laws that need to be looked at. There's certain, obviously, we're not privileged to that contract that you're talking about, that banking contract. That doesn't affect, nobody handed me a copy of that, is what I'll say. And then I'm going to let Gene, because he's more succinct and he can probably answer your question in a condensed version. I can't. And he wants me to be quiet.
Well, I mean, first, the surveillance was originally with the casino. And your law actually provides for surveillance to be in the casino. So, and that's in 11-101 of the gaming law, which actually provides each gaming establishment must provide for full security and surveillance within the gaming establishment at all times. So the move from, you can read that in kind of a few different ways. I mean, one, you know you have to have surveillance through the NIGC and through the law. And so then the question is, well, would that mean that the casino is supposed to provide surveillance or just surveillance has to be provided? I think to this point, it's just been surveillance has to be provided and it can either be done by the casino or it can be done by the commission itself. And so what we had originally was, for various reasons back when the original executive order came into being, because that it was ordered that that whole surveillance piece be moved to the commission. Now what happened initially was that the administrative functions were moved under the executive order, but not the actual surveillance department in the budget. So essentially what you had is you had the commission managing or controlling employees that were paid for and equipment that was paid for by the casino. And so what happened under the law, at least the way that I view and have read, under the law that was passed by Chief Standing Bear, is that that in itself created some kind of a conflict. You can't have the budget being controlled, but the regulator's budget being controlled by the entity they're regulating. And I think that's what the limited intent of that law was, is that you can't control the budget of the gaming commission. So therefore, it had to, under that law, everything got moved over to the nation to fund and budget. And I know you're looking a little confused there, because under the law, we have the right to charge fees and tax, essentially, the casino. If the law was read to say that they can't, because it says directly fund, it's a limitation on the casino, not a limitation on the gaming commission. If the law was read that we can't receive any money from the gaming enterprise, well then we really couldn't be appropriated money, because one way or another we're funded by the thing. And the other way is that if we can't charge fines or fees, then we really aren't the commission. We really aren't the gaming commission. So it was a limitation on that entity controlling our budget, because if you also read further in the law, it provides that we are supposed to be appropriated by the Congress, appropriated by the gaming enterprise on these issues. So I think that's the distinction between what the law was trying to accomplish and what was going on. So in other words, if you're going to run...
I'm going to try to keep it going. Up here with us. Sure. I think you're going to have to get involved in this.
So essentially what I believe the law provided was that if you're going to run surveillance, it's got to be complete. It's either you're doing the whole thing or you're not doing it at all. And so I think based on the law, and as we have pointed out, had we continued on the path we were headed, on the size of the gaming commission and the size of the gaming enterprise, we would almost be a third of the nation's budget, which doesn't really make sense on the whole reason why the $40 million was appropriated in the beginning. It was certainly appropriated partly to cover some of gaming commission, but not to the
surveillance.
But not surveillance.
Right.
And
not
so,
to that extent of being a third of the nation's budget.
And so we began a project with, you know, directed by Commissioner Harlan, Commissioner Kidder, and Commissioner Wilcox on how to kind of alleviate some of this pressure. In other words, how can we kind of move into line of what that fee portion of the statutes meant, along with our obligations and the law presented by Chief Standing Bear. And so we looked at a lot of different options, and one of the options in one of the meetings we came more recently was, why do we have surveillance in the Gaming Commission? Why not just move it back? And after looking at the law, it's one or the other. So in other words, we can't piecemeal it back to the Gaming Commission, to the gaming enterprise. In other words, we can't fall within the situation we were before, where they have the budget and we have the people, or they have the people and we have the budget. So we're looking at an opportunity to just simply cut it over completely and then put the necessary protections in place to make sure that to make sure we're watching and doing what we need to do to make sure that the casino is doing their obligation, and to kind of more fall more in line with 11-101, which is the security and surveillance statute under the gaming code that's been approved by the NIGC. So that's kind of the genesis and the reasons why we have looked to moving surveillance back. And with respect to the provision in the loan contract, we've had communications with the gaming enterprise, and they don't believe this is a violation, because they don't believe because of the way the law is written, right, it's their obligation to begin with, and it's always their obligation to make sure that they have surveillance. So it's not really a difference without a distinction. It is a difference and a distinction. I mean, it's their obligation to provide surveillance. It's just the nation has taken on that obligation to this point.
Well, they're picking up $4.2 million of additional expense that they didn't have before, and I'm just want to consider that if we ever get in trouble with that loan, that somebody doesn't come back and say, well, you circumvented the agreement by, in effect, increasing the dividend, which is, that would be the effect of it. But I guess that's not the question that posed to you. We need to talk to someone else about that. But
well, that would be, Congressman Supino, if they were, as I understand it, and I've not seen the loan documents. That's not in my purview. Nobody pays me to review those loan documents.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to if Congress wanted to, you know, contract with me as an attorney. I'd be happy to review and try to use those. But I'm kidding. I'm an attorney. I got to get money somewhere. What I would say, though, is it's not, they haven't created a new debt. What Gina says is that the law was already there. It's not like we just went out and created something new. It was already there. They just weren't expending the money toward it. Now they're going to be expending the money toward it. So it's not like, and it may be splitting hairs, but it's not like they've gone out and created a new debt.
Well, we're going to have to approve an amendment to the plan of operation. But
yeah.
My question, or I guess my question to you is, where do you think that surveillance should be? Should it be under the Gaming Commission or under the Gaming Enterprise?
Quite frankly, I mean, I wrestled with this for a while about where it should be. And if we looked at it with the laws as they stand today, as we're sitting here right now, I would say leave it under commission. I voted in the commission meeting to move it. And the caveat is, and I believe our resolution included the verbiage that says, but the law has to be amended before anything can happen. Because we have to make sure that the enterprise isn't regulating themselves by surveillance. We have to have certain provisions in place so that we maintain the regulatory authority on our side. There are laws that have to be amended, and we have reached out to both Enterprise and the Chief's office and said we will post new regulations for comment, which we're required to do under the law, and we will reapproach or we'll come to Congress and say, you know, these things have to be put in place before this can effectively happen. So again, what the executive order did really was just simply recall what Chief Gray had done years ago. It didn't all of a sudden surveillance people are not reporting to Enterprise. They're still reporting to us over at Commission. So I know there's so many questions to work out, but right now, as it stands, there are some additional steps that have to be taken before the full transfer can happen.
And to clarify what she means by amending the law, we mean amending our regulations to make sure that we cover what needs to be done. I think under the law, as it's written, it could be in either place. It's just that it can't be half and half. It's either going to be all there or all here. It can't be... We've got the people, they've got the budget, we've got the budget, they've got the people, they've got some of the people, we've got some of the budget, it's got to be all or nothing based on the amendment previously to the Gaming Reform Act.
Sure. Maureen, you got a question?
I just wanted to know, did those regulations come back to Congress or did they just
no.
get approved?
The regulations.
There's actually a procedure in the Gaming Act that we have to follow. We have to provide 30 days notice on our website on a change in regulation, and then we also have to provide a copy to the players or those that it might affect. So basically, we have to give them to the gaming enterprise, and they have 30 days to make comment, and then we can either enact or amend or change.
Are those ready to go?
we are working on them right now, but we will not move surveillance until they're in place because we would be in violation of NIGC rules. We don't have everything in place.
We're happy to work with you.
All right.
They're, they also have to pass.
No other regulatory concerns with casino, CEO, and that group being directly over surveillance?
In most other casinos, that's actually the way it operates. And originally, that's the way it operated here. What we want to make sure is that we have the proper six, what we call six, internal controls from the casino side to make sure that they are following their rules. Then we are going to have an internal policy that we are preparing to identify how we're actually going to monitor the monitors, to make sure we don't lose the same, to make sure we get in the same situation. In other words, they still have to do the same logs that we have now, which are they have to report all the incidences that occur. And we're going to be in a position that we're going to review those to make sure that when we review the tapes, we have the same numbers and same information. If we don't, then we're going to find that as a violation and we're going to deal with it. But we're not just going to say, close a blind eye and say, I really hope you all do a good job. That is not the intention.
And I was saying this to Congresswoman Pratt just a few minutes ago. When the casino makes changes on the floor, or we recently have encountered some storm damage that knocked out a whole lot of our equipment, we eat that cost over on our side. And we are scrambling on our budget and things like that. Because it is surveillance cameras and it's our equipment and so forth that happened at their facility. When they make changes on their floor, they do different promotions and they do different things. And those cameras have to be moved. We eat the expense on that, not them. So when they're doing management type techniques or promotional things, we're a limitation to them. Because they don't get to do it unless we approve moving the camera or we approve expending the money. And sometimes, and you know for yourselves, we cut that budget to nothing. There's no extra money anywhere right now. So we've limited them on what they could do. So that's, you know, and then going back to most other casinos, the surveillance does fall under the enterprise. And then regulatory only regulates all the functions. It doesn't manage one of the functions, which is what we're doing right now. We're managing the function of surveillance instead of just regulating it. We're managing it.
And just to give you an example of why this really is a casino function, NIGC requires six to be in place for surveillance. Six are the enterprise's internal controls. They're not really what we call TICs, the tribal internal controls, or the tribal regulations. And so we've wound up having to pass six in the commission side, which, you know, again, we've talked about, doesn't really make sense because that's not really what what really commission's supposed to have. But, you know, to meet the requirements of the NIGC, we do have a set of six on the commission side, which is, like I said, was, when I first started, it was a little confusing to me, and then after I said, well, we're running surveillance, we have to have them. So, you know, we're just complying with the laws. So, again, before anything, as Commissioner pointed out, before we do anything, we're going to make sure all these things are in place, that we have the internal, we have our internal policies, we have the adjustments to the tribal regulations, that they have the internal policies, so that we make sure that we don't have the hen watching, the fox watching the hen house. And then the other thing, and I did leave that out of my initial summary, was that, as Commissioner Harlan pointed out, we originally were looking, the reason this came up and has become an issue for the Gaming Commission is that we have run into situations in which we cannot maneuver when they want to reconfigure a floor or remove wiring or change wiring or any of that stuff. And so we get in the position of, well, what do we do? I mean, we could come back to Congress and ask you for more money, but I suspect you're going to say we don't have any, which then kind of hampers the casino's ability to grow, which is what you all want them to do.
Right.
So In most other instances, we can deal with the situation. If they want to add 100 more games, we can create a fee and things to deal with that. With surveillance, because of the way the law is written and because of the way we really get hamstrung at that point. And it really, I think, is a limitation then on the nation's ability to earn money in the casino.
Tom?
Mr. My question is, what is the timeline on this move once everyone has done their,
we're looking at 60 days that we would want to start. We really wanted to start this out at the fiscal year. But if it does, I mean, there's nothing set in stone, but that was our initial goal, was to get this moved at the fiscal year so all of our budgets start appropriately and we're not coming back and saying, hey, look, you know, you need to reappropriate your monies and blah, blah. We wanted to get everything in place so that the fiscal year started. We're very dependent on the regulations getting taken care of. All of the attorneys who need to be involved looking at those contracts, like you're talking about the bank agreement, and I'm sure now Trey wants to go look at certain laws of that Congress has passed as well. So, I mean, we want to do what's best for everybody. There's no push that this has to be done by any date, but we would like to get it done, ideally at the beginning of our fiscal year so that we know what we're working with.
Right. Just another thing. Once this move is done, what about the number of employees and equipment will change?
That's one of the considerations that has to be looked at. Because the equipment is ours, it's the nation's.
Well, we have to have additional for the hotel, right?
They are, but that's just Tulsa. So what you have also is some equipment that has just recently been purchased at, was that Polka or Skytooth?
Skytooth.
But we just recently purchased equipment there. What we would probably want to do on that is lease it back to the casino. We want them to lease that. And instead of, just surplusing it out, we would want to make, the nation would want to make some money off of it somehow. The employees, that has to be looked at, because once that move occurs, it becomes an enterprise consideration what they do with those employees. Not, it wouldn't be anything that we could say. I will tell you there are how many surveillance employees? The bulk of our staff is surveillance. We're currently at 100 employees. So you're talking about moving a large workforce over there, 70 employees. It really, at that point, they would have to go through their hiring process and all of that, and I can't
tell. So their status changed then?
Yeah, they wouldn't be nation. They wouldn't be nation anymore.
Are they now?
They are nation employees now.
So then they will be
casino employees. But just to add to that, as a consideration, one of the things that we would want in the law and in our regulations and so forth is that anybody who works for surveillance would not be on a bonus structure. Because you don't want them saying, oh, I didn't see anything happen because I want a good bonus this year, or this quarter or whatever.
I first heard about the surveillance regulations because some people asked me when they applied for a job. They're not even allowed to even associate with the other casino employees. It used to be that way.
It's not quite that strict right now, but it is hard to, I would certainly as the chair disapprove if I found out that the head of our surveillance was going out and partying with, somebody they were supposed to be watching. You understand why, yeah.
Even off duty. Right.
It's a little bit like, I know you're getting ready to lose your quorum, but well, it's a little bit like we were just talking about yesterday, the casino. We can't gamble in our casinos. So, you can walk in and gamble, but we can't. So there's certain policies, and that's what you do when you get into gaming. You just know that those things fit.
Right.
John, I had the same question about the employees, and I talked to, and I had gone to the last Gaming Enterprise Board meeting where they were discussing this, and I didn't think of the question at the time, but then later I thought, So I wonder how it's going to affect these Nation employees when the move's made to go back under. And so I did call some people in the executive management, and they said that they had budgeted them for the amounts that they were currently making here at the Nation to make that transfer over, is what I was told. So if that helps you any.
Well, I just knew the number was supposed to change, the number of employees, but they had to go down. But then when the new casino expansion in Tulsa is finished, it's going to go up.
Surveillance, right. But it'll be on them.
And equipment.
Right. And that was one of the big reasons why this all came up, was that we knew they were adding a bunch more games, and we didn't necessarily have the appropriation to cover it. And so then how do we deal with changes like this in the middle of the fiscal year? The last thing I want to point out, the ticks do have some limitations on the employee relationship. So that our regulations, you know, one, the door can't be accessible by other casino employees. It has to be separated out, and there are some rules and regs on those issues. They're addressed, those exact concerns, by the federal government mix, by the mix we've agreed to with the state of Oklahoma, and the ticks.
I think so.
The internal controls are required to deal with that very issue.
Thank you. Question.
So I just wanted to be clear that on the last amendment that was made by Congressman, then Congressman Standing Bear, you don't see any need to amend that.
I do not see any need to amend it to move surveillance back. But with that law in place, it is a all or nothing deal. So there is no that we can piecemeal it over.
So you can't have the management still in the commission. Okay, I understand that.
Right.
But you say you feel there is no conflict if it totally 100% moves, you put
the
regulation.
The specific law says that they cannot directly fund the regulatory functions, including surveillance, of the gaming commission. If surveillance is no longer a commission function, we don't control it at all, then it doesn't run afoul of the way the law, the actual wording of the law.
Okay.
And I think it's based upon the reasons why the law is in place. Is that
right? Thank you. I just needed to be assured that somebody tried to explain it to me before, and I was just like, what?
But
I don't
they're not
get
as
it,
cool
but I
as
get
this.
It now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what else does it say?
You could always go back if you wanted to and amend that law just to strike those two words, including surveillance.
Or just strike the law.
He says the law's a headache. So we could strike the law. That, you know, and we've talked 100 times about some changes that need to be made, but they're not immediate as far as surveillance goes.
The law, what I think it does is creates confusions about whether we can whether we can charge fees to the casino, which I think is what the intent of our law is. And so anyway, that would be, that's where I get confusion. But as for this, I don't see any real issue as long as they do everything, or we do everything, but not like, yeah, you do this and we'll do this.
Okay, that helps me. Now I'm crystal clear.
All right. Okay, I guess we're gonna. Can you stay after the meeting? I want to talk to you.
I would be more than happy.
You guys are awesome, but motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, everybody in favor say yes?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
I think
you're
gonna
get
to know
what
you need. Yeah,
let's
know what you need. We're good for
you. We agree that we won't brag.
I'm going to, Angela, try to work over Maria on that.